Hi everyone. We're continuing through this Passion Week, and today we are looking at Romans chapter 6, verse 23. Romans 6, 23. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus, our Lord. And so yesterday, we looked at Romans 3, 23, and we were talking about recognizing the gravity and the weight of sin in our lives, the rebellion that we have committed and continue to commit against God as our King, as our Lord. But then today, as we're looking at Romans 6:23, we want to recognize that we have received forgiveness, eternal life in Christ Jesus. And what Paul says here is that the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life. Now, that term free gift is important here because a gift is not something that you earn. Right? You don't pay for a gift that you receive. It's something that's given to you, something that's given to you out of love, right? That I if you give someone a gift, it's because not because you're expecting something back, it's because it's a sign that you love them. And it's not something we do, it's not something that we earn, right? We this gift that we receive from God, we didn't earn it. And in fact, it's not just like we didn't earn it and now we're at this like level, like neutral ground here. We are wholly undeserving because of our sin. We are instead deserving of death, destruction, and punishment. That's why the wages of sin is death. That's what we deserve. Why do we deserve that? Because we have lived in rebellion against God. But instead, even though we don't deserve it, God has given us this free gift. This free gift of eternal life in Christ Jesus. That is grace, right? This grace of God, given this gift, not something we have earned or deserved, but the sign of love as God has given us this free gift. Now, this free gift, though, it's not just license to do whatever we want. This is eternal life in Jesus. Now, that doesn't just mean heaven. Or at least it doesn't just mean that we go to a place called heaven where life is all like clouds and rainbows and stuff like that. It means, in a greater sense, that starting now, if we accept this free gift, we have a life with Jesus, a life with Jesus at the center, that we live with him, he is with us, and we live for him as well because he is our Lord. And that is good news. If we continue to live for the things of this world, for the wages of sin, we are going to reap death, destruction. And we know, I think we know this, is that as we continue to live for the things of this world, it doesn't really lead to anything. There's nothing eternal or good ultimately about the things of this world. But if we receive this gift, if we have received this gift from God, we get receive this eternal life. This love that is eternal, this goodness that is promised us for forever. What a wonderful gift we have received as we trust in Jesus. And so let us receive that today. Let us lay aside sin, lay aside a rebellion, all the ways that we think that we can do life better without God. And let's come to God, receive this gift of eternal life through Jesus. Oh, let's pray. Oh Lord, we ask for forgiveness for all the ways that we have lived for the things of this world, for the wages of sin. And we recognize that because of those things, we deserve death, judgment, destruction, and wrath. But you are good. And you have given us this free gift, this invitation to an eternal life with you, Jesus. And Lord, we receive that today. We pray that we will not try to earn it because we can't. But instead, we will receive this gift of life and that we will simply just be with you, God. We will be with you, Jesus, knowing your compassion and love and your hope. And I pray that our lives will be a reflection of that as we live for you too. Bless us, God, as we go through this Passion Week. Bring us back to you. We love you, Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen.